All right, let's begin our evening with prayer. If you bow with me, please. Father and God in heaven, we're thankful for the day that you've given to us, for this evening, for a blessing and a privilege, the opportunity we have of assembly to give you worship and praise, and also to enjoy friendship and fellowship with one another. We pray that you'll bless the needs that we have in the congregation here, that you'll hear our individual cries for help and comfort and peace and safe journey, all the needs that exist in our lives, and bless especially those who are striving to encourage one another, to lift up one another, and be kind and benevolent. We pray that as we reach out to each other, that we certainly will strengthen each other in faith and outlook. Forgive us of our sins as we confess to you and to one another, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Start with number 238. 238. I'm going to sing this song for a while. Sing the song twice.
You are the words and the music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody, you are the harmony, praise to your name I will bring. You are the Lord of lords, you are the mighty God, you are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the song that you gave to me, you are the song that I sing.
Number 777. The songs that we sing tonight will all come from the section of the hymnal that deal with prayer. We recognize a theme in the songs that are chosen. 777, stanzas 1, 3, and 4.
Father, hear the prayer we offer, nor for ease that prayer shall be. God, for strength that we may ever lives courageously. Be our strength in hours of weakness, in our wanderings be our guide. Through endeavor, failure, danger, Father, be thou at our side. Let our path be bright or dreary, storm or sunshine be our share. May our souls in hope unweary make thy work our ceaseless prayer. Amen.
Sammy, I should have announced that I would come on up right now and we'll have our first scripture reading. He already knows what it is.
First Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect exiles scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ and sprinkled with His blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith and shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had suffered grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him, you believe in him and are filled with the impressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your soul. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for everything you have blessed us with. Help us to appreciate our blessings and to go into the world spreading your word. Guide us day by day to do the good works you have set before us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Reading 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 to 25. Since you call on a father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. For you know how that it was with the perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty ways of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but it was with the precious blood of Christ, the Lamb without blemish. Without blemish or defect, he was chosen before the creation of the world, but has revealed in these last times for your sake, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. Let us pray. Our dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we are so very grateful for your word, so very grateful for your spirit that inspired men to write these words down from you. And Lord, it is just so apparent to us, as you say, love one another, and the world that we live in now is just in turmoil and in chaos. We have individuals at times that just go and do violent things, just like the shootings that were in El Paso and in Ohio. It's our prayer, Lord, that these people, these individuals, that if there's any way that they can come in contact with having that desire to know you and to know how much they're loved, and to be able to look and change some of their attitudes, some of their ideas, we truly need you, not only in this country, but in the world. And it's our prayer that the leadership will continue to seek out your advice, your will, and your ideas on how to help bring you back into this country. And Lord, as your people, we pray for all those families, those individuals that have been affected. I mean, we're 1,000 miles away and we've been affected by it. And it's our prayer that you can help and guide and direct us if there's anything we can do as we continue to pray for those individuals that we'll be able to do something to act and help bring some comfort to those that have lost loved ones. But Lord, we're so very grateful that we do have the gospel and that it's been shared with us and that we obeyed it. And it's our prayer that we can continue to share that gospel, share your love, just as we see here, this was all planned before the creation of the world. You loved us so much that our salvation has already been offered there for us. And we're just so very blessed to have had that opportunity. It's our prayer that we can continue to do all things to help bring you glory and honor as we just use the talents and gifts that you've given us here to not only help each other and ourselves, but to return them back to you by giving you the glory. So Lord, continue to be with us, direct us, guide us, and continue to forgive us of our sins. We know that we are sinful people, and we're so very grateful for Jesus who has taken our sins away. And just continue to help us be more like Jesus each and every day. As we ask this prayer in Jesus' name, amen.
Sing first, second, and last stanzas. Stanzas 1, 2, and 4. 7, 9, 7.
Lord, we come before thee now, at thy feet we humbly bow. Oh, do not our soup this day, shall we seek thee, Lord, in vain? Shall we seek thee, Lord, in vain? Lord, on thee our souls depend, in compassion now descend. Fill our hearts with thy rich grace, turn our lips to sing thy praise. Turn our lips to sing thy praise. Grant that all may seek and find thee, our God supremely kind. Heal the sick, the captive free. Let us all rejoice in thee. Let us all rejoice in thee.
The last song we'll sing this evening is number 837. 837. Summarizes our theme of singing tonight, all the prayer songs. 837, I need thee every hour. First and last, 837.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come unto thee. I need thee every hour, most holy one. Oh, make me thine indeed, thou blessed Son. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come unto
yeah. again, we bid you welcome. I appreciate everyone's attendance this evening. Always good to get together, we say. So we're thankful for your desire to be with us this evening. Following our dismissal prayer, there is are some refreshments available in the back. I think we need to have some people make some, after our prayer, some final preparations or set up, and then those of us who remain out here, we'll just send out the call. All things are ready, and we'll enjoy a potluck, friendship, fellowship time together, too. So again, appreciate your attendance very, very much. Look out for one another, and let folks know we miss them when they're away. So let's have our prayer in dismissal and offer, and we'll offer thanks for the refreshments that have been provided also. Our Father and God in heaven, again and always, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate so very, very much this avenue of prayer. We're thankful for abundant blessings you keep giving us over and over again. We're thankful for this evening. We're thankful for refreshments that have been provided. We're thankful for many hands that have made the preparations. We pray that you'll bless us from above as only you can. We pray that from our time together we'll be strengthened. Strengthen us in your service also. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.